time to remember. It's Remembrance Sunday, and of course we gather to remember. But what do we remember? Who do we remember? Why do we remember? Each year at remembrance ceremonies, the country marks out an event from our past for particular attention. This year, our attention has been drawn to the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the beginning of the end of the Second World War. With the Allied invasion of France and the Battle of Normandy. It was truly an extraordinary event, the largest ever seaborne invasion in human history, with hundreds of thousands of service personnel engaged in multinational campaign to liberate Europe from one of the most appalling and horrendous dictatorships that the world has ever known. Today, our country's military are still involved in peacekeeping operations in various parts of the world, where the risk of death and injury remain. How things have changed. In World War I, in 4.5 months of the Battle of the Somme, around 420,000 British and Commonwealth soldiers died. And that's before you count the hundreds of thousands of French and German soldiers who also died. You couldn't even start to put their names in a single newspaper. And just to read out their names in a radio or television news bulletin would mean that the bulletin would last day after day after day. The sheer overwhelming volume of dead beggars belief. In World War I, warfare was largely confined to the front lines of the opposing armies. By the Second World War, anywhere could be the front line, with the wholesale devastation from the air of towns and cities and their civilian populations. People in their homes, in their place of work, people at rest and people at play. Women and children joined the war dead en masse on all sides of the conflict. We remember them. D-Day in June 1944 reminds us of all the contradictions and confusions that war inevitably involves. But it is seen as a point when victory for the Allies was inevitable. The commander of the German forces in France, Field Marshal Erwin Rommel, had said in anticipation of the Allied landings, "The first 24 hours of the invasion will be decisive. The fate of Germany depends on the outcome. For the Allies as well as Germany, it will be the longest day." This prophetic statement demonstrated just how crucial success on D-Day was. D-Day represented a triumph of international collaboration, planning, and ingenuity. But much more, it gave the Allies a springboard from which they were able to liberate Western Europe. Once D-Day had been successfully completed, VE Day was inevitable.
Sing together our second hymn, "Eternal Father, Strong to Save," number 122.